Well, howdy, everyone, and thanks again for joining me as we continue to read through the Bible together. We're reading through the book of Revelation, and today, chapter 11. And chapter 11 is another wonderful chapter, as they all are in the book of Revelation. And what is the main focus or the predominant focus of chapter 11? We see that predominant focus to be the two witnesses. Now, who are these two witnesses? Well, there's a lot of debate about that. Some scholars believe that it's two individuals that are in view here. Others believe because of the olive tree and lampstand symbolism connected with the two witnesses in verse 4, that this is a reference to the church in line with the lampstand imagery all the way back in chapter 1 of the seven churches. And so we see in this chapter, in the beginning, that the two witnesses are there and they bear witness. They are killed, but also resurrected. And then towards the end of the chapter, we see the blowing of that seventh trumpet as the kingdom of Christ is proclaimed, as the second coming is in view, and the day of judgment in particular, as well as then the view of God's triumph in his kingly rule. And so let's dive into the text of Scripture here today and be blessed by the reading of it. Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood, saying, "Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there, but leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles. And they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. And if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. These have power to shut heaven, so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy, and they have power over waters to turn them to blood and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. When they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Then those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days and not allow their dead bodies to be put into graves. And those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. Now after the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell on those who saw them. And they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here." And they ascended to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. In the same hour there was a great earthquake, and 1/10 of the city fell. In the earthquake 7,000 people were killed, and the rest were afraid and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past. Behold, the third woe is coming quickly. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, "We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is, who was, and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reigned. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth." Then the temple of God was opened in heaven, and the ark of his covenant was seen in his temple. And there were lightnings, noises, thunderings, an earthquake, and great hail. Amen. Praise God for this, his very word. Praise God for his witnesses of his truth, of Christ, of his kingdom to the world. Praise God for his work in and through them. Praise God for the sounding of the trumpet and the kingdom being proclaimed and the judgment that will come when Christ returns, and even the great demonstration of his sovereignty, of his victory and triumph over all. Well, I hope you're blessed by the reading of God's word in your ears today. And I hope you'll join me again next time as we consider chapter 12. God bless you. We'll see you then. Take care.